prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 October 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We are so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. Before we get into the program tonight, I do have a prayer request for a gentleman named Bill Moreland. Bill Moreland. He is a daddy-in-law of a young lady that I worked through for our insurance policy. She's a very fine Christian young lady. That's your daddy-in-law. Like I said, he's in the ICU in Charleston, West Virginia right now. I don't know all the details, but she asked us to please keep Bill in prayer. So you prayer warriors, God knows the situation. Please, if you would, remember Bill Morton in your prayers tonight. And ask our Father to please make the blessing with putting back to good health and getting home with his family. Okay, I appreciate you do that very much. I really would. Also, for another fellow I went to visit yesterday in a nursing home, I listened to our broadcast faithfully. The only preacher he listened to, he said, was me for a long time. Went by and seen him yesterday, and I was so humbled that he almost cried because I took time to see him. He said, I'll remember this day the rest of my life. His name is Ty Brosey. Please keep Ty in your prayers. He's totally paralyzed on the left side, and I think partially on the right side. He's a young man, 62 years old. But keep Ty in your prayers, please, maybe for healing and comfort in his heart and strengthen in his spiritual walk. I wanted to go see him, make sure that he was born again. He confessed to me that he was. So I was blessed to hear that. But keep Ty and Bill both in your prayers, if you don't mind tonight, please. And this coming weekend, we're going to have Bible study. And I would urge you, please, if at all possible, don't miss this Bible study. You can watch it online if you want to, live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern when we start. We always do prayer requests and praise reports the first half hour, 10:30 to 11 Eastern. At 11:30, I'm going to start the lesson. Normally, we have Christian worldview news and then a lesson. I'm tying the lesson into the Christian worldview news because it all plays toward the same end in this lesson, entitled A Nation Divided. So please tune in. Come this coming Saturday, PastorBush.com, and go to Rumble and watch right there, or call the phone line 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 to join us for a very important lesson, folks. Now, I'm going to hit it briefly tonight, only briefly. I'm going to take both hours just coming Saturday to teach it. I can't do it all tonight. I'm going to I'm going to quote a few scriptures, read a quote, and then read an article to you entitled Learning from Ants. And I'll try to make some brief points along the way if I can, to help you understand what we're discussing this coming weekend. So join us if you can at all, please. Now, we don't have any specials on this month, but you know what we offer here to ministry. Our new catalog is now online. Our 2025 fall and winter catalog is on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. All those that receive our email list receive the catalog sent out to you today. Our whole catalog's on there. We don't offer a lot of products, but we offer some great products. Of course, the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash and Strauss products, the Cardiovite, a lot of good reading material. It's all available. Go to PastorButch.com, look catalog there. And those that receive the magazine or the news, the email blast, receive the magazine, the catalog today also. Hope you take time to see it and see if we can help you with anything, which also in turn helps pay our bills here. Now I'm going to do a teach, like I said, this weekend entitled A Nation Divided. We're told in scriptures in Matthew chapter 12 that a kingdom divided cannot stand, that a house divided cannot stand. And that's so true. A single home, a family that's divided in too many different ways will not stand. It's dysfunctional, say the least. A nation divided. Different factions, different divisions will not stand. It cannot stand. And we're going to cover that in more detail, like I said, this come weekend. In John 10:10, we're told very clearly that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that Christ come that we should have life and have it more abundantly. Now we know that's a promise given to us. But we had a warning along right before that with the verse on coming, the Satan coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Now I don't know if we take that seriously enough or not. Well, I know we don't. We do not take that verse seriously enough. We just don't. And I really regret having to say that. But it doesn't change the fact that we don't take it seriously enough. And I wish to goodness that we could settle down a little bit in our minds and hearts and pay attention to what thus saith the word of God. But we haven't done it for so long. We now sit in a situation that I don't think is going to be fixable. And I know what I hear from people that I do love and I respect that we're winning this, but we're not. It would take someone completely, I guess, devoid of biblical reasoning and knowledge to understand that this is not, we're not healing our nation. It's dividing even worse. You know, the book of Deuteronomy 28:28, he talks about the word derision, confusion, if you will. And the devil has a kingdom, which we'll discuss some more this coming Saturday also. Kingdoms of rulers of different levels, just like the kingdom of Christ does, of different angels, different rulers, different authority, different powers. And the devils of confusion, look it up. The devils have names. The devils of confusion are Leviathan and Jezebel. Leviathan spirit and Jezebel spirit are the rulers or the controllers of confusion in a society and a nation. Well, obviously the Jezebel spirit took over our country a long time ago. Remember Billie Jean King going braless and that hoax we call a comedian, mine's going blank, the black gentleman who just went to jail for molesting children a year or two ago, Bill Cosby. I think Plater, was it Billie Jean King? And Bill Cosby played tennis and Billie Jean King won. We had the song, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. That's all Jezebel spirit and Leviathan spirits have caused confusion in this country beyond measure. We'll get more, like I said, more detail of this coming Saturday. Now, I want to read a quote to you here that a guy named Spurgeon made a long time ago. He was a pastor and a preacher, and John Spurgeon, I believe his name was, made this quote. Now, please, please pay attention. We have lost in this country most of our discernment. We've lost our discernment. We try to think things through and reason things through without a sound, truthful foundation. We try to reason things through without Christ, without His Word. We try to think it through a man's reasoning and man's thought processes, which always, always leads to corruption, perversion, and destruction. Just like the Satan does in John 10:10. Spurgeon said this, discernment is not a matter of simply telling the difference between right and wrong. Rather, it is telling the difference between right and almost right. We lean to our own understanding. The Bible says, lean not unto your understanding. We lean to the idea of emotions, and we know what that leads to. So we are seeing the results of decades of man's foolishness in trying to solve his problems without going before God. We're doing it today. With every election, we have tried to solve our problems without going to God. Always say we pray, ask God to help us. But every time you support somebody who is not a born-again believer with the fruits to prove it, you're committing idolatry. Idolatry. I didn't stutter when I said that. Idolatry. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. So I'm not throwing stones. I'm guilty of that. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be a man puts his trust in man. Trump is not our savior. Biden was not our savior, obviously. There is no man today or woman that can turn this country around without repentance and Christ intervening. But we have tried to discern, not right from wrong, but we tried to discern between the lesser of evils, have we not? Have we not? Yes, we have. Right or almost right. We have done that for so long in this nation that we absolutely don't understand that lesser of evils is still evil. And we have done that so many times, our nation has literally been turned into hell. So you can get mad at me if you want to. I can't help it. Do what you like. But we're being divided on purpose. I'm going to read to you an article here by Jeff Thomas. It'll be in November's magazine. It'll entitled Learning from Ants, A-N-T-S, Ants. If you catch 100 red fire ants, as well as 100 black ants, and put them in a jar, at first, nothing will happen. However, if you violently shake the jar and dump them back on the ground, the ants will fight until they eventually kill each other. The thing is, the red ants think the black ants are the enemy and vice versa. When in reality, the real enemy is the person who shook the jar. This is exactly what's happening in our society today. The real question we need to be asking ourselves is who's shaking the jar and why? Derision, division, confusion, frustration, anger, killings are being spread across country every day. And Trump is an instigator also with his illegal move, unlawful move, to put troops, federal troops, in civilian workforce, in the police force. I know what the reasoning is. I understand what you're saying. But doing wrong doesn't make something right. But I'm not going there. The division is so strong that we are not going to see this situation in any way solved or a solution come together because both sides become so polarized, especially now, and I'm saying this the best I can, as straight as I can say it, the so-called left, the liberals, the woke generation has been allowed to run loose for so long and gain so much ground, they're not going away without bloodshed in a fight. We'll never get that demon back in the cage again on this earth. Without Christ, repentance, a revival. And folks, it just, the church don't even believe in devils. I'm going to read this story, this article to you, if you don't mind. A little bit lengthy. I'm going to take my time. Now, I'll get more detail with this coming weekend, Lord willing. I may not even get all the teaching done in 2 hours. I may have to continue it to the next Saturday. The above observation by Shira Starr cannot be improved upon. And yet, the answer to the question is fairly simple. Well, let's first take a look at this anomaly. It's natural to identify with some individuals more than others. That tendency occurred before Homo sapiens came into being. In addition, the tendency for animals to group into families or packs also predates humans. We tend to want to be around those who behave the way we do and have the same perceptions as we do. That only makes sense. We wish to surround ourselves with those who are unlikely to surprise and possibly even endanger us by behaving in a fashion that we would not ourselves choose. This is the basis of trust, an essential in group or herd mentality. And being a part of a group or herd brings us to increase safety. So what then of those who are not within our group or herd? How do we relate to them? Well, any nature program that covers animals gathered around the waterhole can provide that answer. We see a small group of wild pigs drinking alongside a group of wildebeest. Neither species is predatory, so they learn to recognize that. Even though one group is made up of savanna living grazers and the other are forest living foragers, they can easily coexist, which will increase the ability of both species to use a water hole at the same time. We may also see a group of hyenas using the water hole, but we notice that the prey animals all seek to keep a distance between themselves and their predatory hyenas. Everyone understands that they are all at the water hole for the same reason, and it makes sense to share, even if, in other situations, they are natural enemies. In fact, the most of nature, we see that species adapt to the condition of mutual tolerance in order to be able to coexist. Comment here. Our nation was once that way. It was. And when I grew up in the 50s, divisions among the community was not there, of course. We didn't have the leftist teachers and propagandists pushing immoral actions either. But that didn't start until the so-called conservative Christians tolerated the evil among us. We started trying to, we couldn't differentiate between right and almost right. That's what happened. Back to Oracle. No surprise then that Homo sapiens got on the mutual tolerance bandwagon in its formative stages and for the most part has remained that way. It is also true that predators develop dual habits. They may exercise tolerance at the water hole. At some point, they mean to make a meal of their water hole neighbors. And when doing so, many species create associations with others of their kind to hunt. This, too, is true of humans. Most of humanity seeks to live in a spirit of cooperation with others. In the countryside, people erect walls and fences to establish boundaries. They find it expedient to respect such divisions in order to live in peace. Even in cities, people who leave Jowl, the same buildings respect each other's privacy for the most part. If they do not become friends, they either remain polite or ignore each other. Although there are always exceptions, for the most part, mankind behaves in a manner that's based upon getting along. We may argue with others, but for the most part, he understands that cooperation generally should be the objective, as it's in best interest. In his best interest. But why, then, are we seeing in so many of the countries of the first world a rapidly increasing polarity amongst people? Ms. Starr is exactly correct. Those who would be most inclined toward mutual tolerance have, in recent years, become so polarized that they cannot so much as get together with their own families for the holidays without getting into heated arguments. Why are people today so solidly in one of two camps? Can this be blamed on the rise of the internet? Well, no. Their net has become the source of a plethora of opinions and perceptions, and more than closing people off to a source of to a polarized A and B choices, their net has served to broaden public discourse. Of course, most people express distrust for the media, particularly those networks that purportedly deal in news. What passes for news today is far from objective information that the viewer can then assess at his leisure. On one network, we view uneasing diatribes against our one political party. Then we turn the channel and view unceasing diatribes against the opposing party. In turning on the news, we arrive at indoctrination central. Well, if we really pay attention objectively, we discover that the same programs are dictating to us what is either our humanitarian duty to vax, or that vaccine will enslave us to globalists who will inject us with microchips. They're also our source for the opposing beliefs that warfare is essential to protect us against those who seek to destroy us, or that it will be the wars themselves that will destroy us. In fact, all Mistar's concerns find their source in the media. When we ask the question, who's shaking the jar and why, we find that those who control the media are at the source of the polarization of people, especially in the first world. As to the why, the answer is so simple that it's often overlooked. Like the ants, the more people can be made to fight each other, the easier it is to subjugate them. And since the effort to polarize people has become so massive, we can only conclude that the ultimate objective would be to implement a far greater level of subjugation in an abnormally short period of time. Liberal versus conservative, black versus white, man versus woman, divide and conquer. In such a social political climate, the challenge will be to keep your wits about you. As the jar is shaken on a daily basis, it will be vital to recognize that those who control the media are creating a war between the pigs and the wildebeest. This is something that is not desired by either species, but as Hermann Goering stated, well, of course the people don't want war. They must be goaded into it if those who are pulling the strings are to achieve greater subjugation. In the coming years, this trend can be expected to become far worse than the present. A challenge will be to escape the jar if you can. Find a location where the state of warfare is less pronounced, where if this is not possible, seek a location, within the jar that's away from the fray. Those who fall for the bait, who buy into rapidly supporting one political party or another, who will allow themselves to be again angered at an entire race, or are conned into a hatred of an entire gender, will prove to be the greatest casualties of the subjugation. Divide and conquer tactics are slowing down, but accelerating. The best defense is awareness and preparation. Amen. Very well said. Excuse me, folks. I've got the first nipple I've had in a long time. When you know it, I get it on a radio night. But anyway, we're seeing what Christ warned about in Matthew about houses being divided. We're seeing what was taught to us about Satan, our enemy, in John 10:10. We're seeing the madness and the confusion brought on by devils that rule the prince of the power of the air that rule this lower heavens and rule this nation. The prince of the power of this world, the god of this world, is Satan. It's not Christ. I would to God it was, but it's not. The Bible says it's Satan. That's what the book says. So you can expect the world leaders, 99% of them at least, who are not believers in Christ, I'm sure of that. They may confess Christ, they may mention God, but they don't mention born again salvation and the need for Christ to be born again. Or the fact that his laws and his commandments are the basis of society. They don't miss that either. And we're seeing people out there that we consider to be strong believers, supposedly speaking for the truth of Christ, and they probably are, on the most part, still not spreading the entire gospel of Christ or standing for the entire truth of Christ. You see, we're told in the scriptures that there's only one God. No. Only one true God. There are many gods. We know that. We all have them, don't we? The only one true God who says his name is jealous. He will not share his sovereignty with another God. He will not tolerate that. And we have people out there who proclaim Christ up to a point, maybe 95% of what they're saying is Christian, maybe even a little more, maybe 98%. But then there's that little bit of wrong that Spurgeon warned about. Almost right, but not right. The almost right speakers, the almost completely truth tellers, are the most dangerous ones out there. Satan himself quoted scripture to Eve and Adam, quoted scripture to Christ. Maybe took it out of context, but it's still scripture. So he kind of told a half-truth. Eve and Adam fell for it. Praise God, our Savior didn't. But know this, that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. One tear sown in a wheat field will take over the whole wheat field. I'm going to play a clip for you after the break. A guy just got shot a couple weeks ago. We all know what we're talking about. Charlie Kirk. Made a lot of good points. Talked about a lot of right things on the trail. Talking to college children all over the country. Said a lot of very good things. Stood up for a lot of truth. But yet, even in his organization, was a seed of deception planted. I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. We'll prove it to you in a minute. After the break, we'll get into that. I want you to understand that Spurgeon was right. The discernment is not between right and wrong, because that's too obvious in most cases. The discernment is between right and almost right. Trump may be almost right in his desire to end crime. Maybe that's truly his goal, although I doubt it. I think he's put it there to further the New World Order and bring forth the police state in America, to bring forth the beast system. I do believe that, because he's definitely pro-Antichrist, meaning being pro-Israel, which is Antichrist. Hey, read it for yourself. Matthew 25 or 27, I forget which one. They curse themselves with the blood of Christ and their children. And you don't have to like what I'm saying. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. We've been deceived too long. We've teamed up as a nation to an Antichrist nation, and thus we've turned into a greater than they are Antichrist nation, because we have the power, the funds, and a way to influence the world with our wicked teachings. Revelation 18 says so. I got the break with your phone calls and a lot more to talk about. Give us a call, and we'll be at 717-300-1698.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back and the phone lines are open at 717-300-1698. Now, as I was saying, Spurgeon's statement was so profound that, and I know our nature as being people, that's just our nature, is we want to get along. We don't want confrontation. We want to believe things are going to get better, not worse. We want to believe that we can fix our country and get back on a moral basis. There was a time when that may be impossible, folks, when this war that we're in now, we're now at civil war. We are at civil war, black and lumpet, blood been shed, lines are being drawn, fights in the streets, got troops in the streets moving in to bring in so-called peace. We are at war, civil war, and it's going to increase mightily if things don't change very quickly. We are at civil war, but we all want to believe that we're going to change it for the good, it's going to turn around, and all the bad guys are going to go back into Pandora's box and forget about what they've done. You believe that? We're very, very foolish. We're not thinking clearly at all. God said, I put a plumb line before you. Not just people of Israel. That's us. I put a plumb line before you, and I'm not coming back by this way anymore. There's a plumb line, and you follow it or you don't. And he also tells us not to, he put this line before us, we're not to veer off to the right or the left. Listen, a plumb line must be adhered to strictly or within a few features totally off track. That's his word. The plumb line has not changed. If a sin 4,000 years ago, still sin today. He didn't change his mind on sin. His law is still the law. No, we don't go through the sacrificial laws and all that. I'm not talking about the sacrificial laws. The ordinances, if you will, that the Pharisees, everybody put on the people. I'm talking about God's Ten Commandments and laws. I want to play a little clip for you now about Charlie Kirk. Now, I was going to play two of them. Kirk is talking to a young man who asked Kirk about homosexuality. And Kirk waffled on the answer. He waffled on the answer. He said he didn't believe in it. He believed that man and woman were the only two sexes. That's the way God made it. But then he waffled. The young man's mic was cut off eventually. Kirk turned his back on him and said, "Have you never heard of compassion? Have you never?" I mean, he really downed this young man because the man said, "I'm a Christian. I'm totally against it. It's against God's word." And Kirk said, "Never heard of compassion? I guess you never, more or less, you've never heard of tolerance. Well, show me the word of God. Show me the word of God where God tolerates that sin and allows it to be, hoping they will change in the future. Show it to me in the book. Show it to me where murderers are allowed to walk the streets, or rapists are should be allowed to walk the streets. It's the same category as being a homosexual, a sodomite, a lesbian, a transgender. Same category. The only difference is, if someone murders a child, I mean physically murders a child, they can only destroy the body. Sexual perverts and other pieces of trash that walk the streets don't just destroy the body, they destroy the souls of our children. And don't let them tell you anything differently. They're after your children because they cannot procreate. They must recruit. They cannot procreate. They must take your children, change your minds, warp their minds, warp their souls, damn them to hell mostly, and make them into the same heathens they are. So Charlie Kirk was wrong on that issue completely and totally, to the point, in my eyes, he pretty much made null and void anything else he said. No, if it had been something a little simpler than that, maybe he believed in the pre-trib rapture, maybe once saved, always saved, that's wrong. But I can understand the moral basis on the other things teaching. I feel wrong with all of it. But when he was so far off base on homosexuality, that he said we should condone it and have compassion, while these people are damning our children, no. I had no faith in that at all, where the individual said it. But beyond that, and we'll play a clip for you just in a few seconds here, on what kind of people he has come to speak at his functions. Remember, almost right. Remember that God's a jealous God. You have no other God before him. I'll play that if you don't mind, Todd, the clip on the gentleman talking about Charlie Kirk's rallies coming up in the future and who he had planned to speak. Please go ahead, Todd.
We are going to speak today about the false gospel of America. Folks, I want to tell you there's been a lot of years applied for since the death of Charlie Kirk and counting. And you're going to see it get more momentum and more energy behind this. This thing is going to go supernova if it already isn't already. And it is, I mean, it's just wild, the energy behind this thing, and wild the momentum behind this thing. But I want to show you a couple things that need to be seen. This is the Turning Point USA tour that is going on starting, I mean, even a couple days ago, 9/22. The recording of this video is 9/26/2025. They're going forward to say, we're going to save America. That's us evangelical people. We're going to save America. And then they have, first of all, Michael Knowles, the Roman Catholic. Then they have Megyn Kelly, the Roman Catholic. Then they have all these other people. I'll let you go through. They got on 10/7, October 7th of this year, they have a Hindu speaking. And then 10/9, October 9th, they have a Mormon speaking who is saying that Tucker Carlson, they're saying that Joseph Smith and Charlie Kirk are both martyrs for Jesus on American soil. That's what Glenn Beck said. Joseph Smith was a polygamist and a terrible person. He was murdered because he wouldn't stop messing with everybody's wife and everybody's daughter. And to say that he's some American hero is insanity. Pure insanity. And then they have Tucker Carlson, who's, you know, he does a lot of weird stuff with Kabbalistic red wrist strings and basically a Kabbalistic version of the Lucky Rabbit's Foot meant to ward off bad spirits and things like that. And then they got Rob Schneider, who is a hardcore Roman Catholic, on the stage with Dr. Frank Turek, who is an evangelical. We're holding hands with Hindus, with people that are got some sus connections to Kabbalah. We got Catholics. We have Mormons. Hindus, Mormons, Catholics, and evangelicals all holding hands in the name of Charlie Kirk and in the name of America and in the name of Turning Point USA, the woman is riding the beast. And if you have a problem with that, then these people are going to have a problem with you.
All right. There's nothing else I can add to that. There's nothing more I can say. If this is what is being passed off as true Christianity today, and it is, and the masses are following that, and they are, then our nation has no hope of ever, ever being turned around. We have tolerated this far too long to the point now that we can't stop it. We can pray and we should pray. We can stand up and tell the truth, and we must do that. That's our calling as ambassadors of Christ. But we'll never stop this evil from spreading now because it's like cancer. That's in stage four. It's not going to be stopped by anyone, any man. If we would pray to Christ and he should intervene, we maybe could see something done. But we're not going to see this happen as long as we keep our mouth shut and tolerate evil. It's not going to turn around. We've seen it go on to the point now that the church has been silent for so long they can no longer discern. It's not that they may not even know they can't discern it, but they've been so deceived that they cannot discern pure righteousness. And folks, I certainly am not perfect at that myself, not even near it, but I can read the Bible. I can read the fact that sin is sin, always has been sin, and Satan is causing division in the country. He's called us to lead the plumb line, only a little bit, 100 years ago, and now we're so far off base, we've forgotten where we come from. We now run society on emotions and hurt feelings and all manner of nonsense that's happened to our country. And the churches in America, just go this weekend and find out for yourself. I don't care whether you're a Sabbath keeper or a Sunday keeper. Listen to the sermons. You don't hear much in the way of discernment, right from wrong, and stay the course. You don't hear much of it. I'm not saying that they teach bad things. They just don't come teach the whole scripture, the whole doctrine, the whole counsel of the Word of God is not being taught. Paul said he taught the whole counsel. And Paul was beheaded for his beliefs, put in prison for his beliefs. Most of the New Testament was written by a prisoner from inside prison. And Christ himself said, if all men speak well of you, you're none of his. If the world and the world's people do not hate you, you're not his child. Now, I'm not saying you go out there and you pick a fight every day and cause consternation and struggles and fights. I'm not saying that at all. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying your values must be so strong that you're willing to stand on what you know to be truthful, even at the risk of causing somebody in your family to get mad at you, somebody in your family to become, they want to separate from you and have fellowship with you. If that's what you want to, if you prefer the fellowship over following Christ, that's your choice. But I warn you that will take you down a wrong path and destroy you eventually, because not only going to destroy you, if your parents going to destroy your child for what you compromise. I don't know that. I've seen it in my own family, immediate family. I've seen that. And yes, I'm guilty of tolerating more than I probably should have. But now that I'm starting to learn even more about the Word of God and understand that our discernment is not so much between good and evil. That's usually pretty easy. It's between almost good, almost right. That's a little harder. That becomes a little tougher. Because then you got to say, well, Kirk was right on a lot of issues, but totally wrong when it comes to compromising, worshiping with people that are not believers. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that we're not even to break bread with those who call themselves brothers that are not. Witness to them, yes. Testify to them, yes. But to have one stage beside us talking about their God, their false God, their cult, like Catholic cult or Mormon cult, or the Muslim cult, whatever it may be, They had them on the stage beside a born-again believer who professes Christ is absolutely absurd, insane, and damning. Not just to the one who, not just to the so-called Christian who's tolerating it, but to those he's falsely leading down the road to damnation and not telling the truth. That's where we are today, folks. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It doesn't change it. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
This sounds like it's going to be a good Bible study.
This I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Come on a little bit late. What'd you say?
I said it's going to be a good Bible study this weekend, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I've got an important announcement. I was in a farming home store looking for dog food. They didn't have the kind I wanted. I couldn't find it anywhere. She says it's not stores, it's the manufacturers that can't get what they need to make. And she said if people knew how deep these shortages are and how much trouble all these manufacturers are having, there would just be riots. She says it's probably a good thing they don't know. So it's a warning to all us Christians, get ready. Get as much food and supplies as you can get. And get them quick.
I agree. I know myself. I don't like to shop, but I know it's empty shelves in all the stores. A lot of things I used to be able to pick up at the store handily is no longer there, or very seldom there. I've seen that.
Yeah. Watch the shelves being moved, the aisles being widened, the amount of stuff on them going down. But if they can't get the raw materials they need to make it anymore.
Well, can you imagine, we're already at war, civil war. Can you imagine what's going to happen when people can't buy the food, can't find it, or can't afford it? Can you imagine what's going to happen then?
Yeah, I know.
This is for real, folks. She's telling the truth. We're heading, the civil war started.
And
we're
going to
be under attack even more. Go ahead, Jan.
I got it directly from the store owner.
You're breaking up pretty bad.
I said, I got it directly from the store owner. This is a little town. A little town. Probably why they told me.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
So here I go, spreading it. But we got a false revival going on, Pastor. That's what we've got.
Oh, sure,
Charlie Kirk stuff is a false revival.
Well, if you, I know that clip I just played. I sent somebody on the mailing list. The one I just played with. It's called America's New Religion, the MAGA religion. It's 15 minutes long. He covers and makes some very good important points. We are having a religious, you said, religious revival. Unfortunately, it's not Christian. It's not truly Christian. It's man-made hopes in what man can do. Putting trust in man.
We're at the end.
Yes, we are.
And it's getting worse every day. Just the sheer number of reports you get of people doing ungodly things to their children. And a lady in Texas that shot all four of her children. Killed two of them. The other two are in critical condition, but stable in a hospital, in her car.
And what was the reason?
They were the devil.
They were the devil.
They were the devil. That's what she said when she was arrested. She said, I didn't call 911. She stopped at the gas station. This was going down the freeway, highway that she shot them. She stopped at the gas station, filled up her car with gasoline, went and called 911. And she said, I called devil. I didn't call 911.
Wow.
This is a spiritual war.
Amen. Yep. It is.
Well,
thank you, Jan, for being there again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we need to realize it. You'll get them, Pastor.
All right. Thank you, sis. Thank you so much. Good call. Thank you. I got to say this and move on. If I mention the name, everybody knows who I'm talking about, so I'm not going to mention the name yet. They haven't got permission to do that. But there's a young lady, 18 years old. There's some friends of mine are going to go work to try to deliver this coming Thursday. She's so demonically possessed that she actually tried to bite the throat of a dog. She slammed herself against the wall so hard, she's bleeding and bruised. They got her in restraints, on medicine, so-called medicine, to drug her down. She's full of devils. I know that. The two men are going to try to go down and help her through the situation. Folks, please understand that Satan, his devils, and two I mentioned, Leviathan and Jezebel, are fully at work, causing division, confusion, anger, frustration, murder, and mayhem, because that's what they do. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, Quinny, welcome, sir. Hello, Tom. I don't hear Tom. Call back, Tom. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. I can hardly hear you.
Huh. Because of signal or what?
Well, maybe it's my phone, maybe it's yours, or maybe it's the Luciferian satanic energy that's in the air today. I don't know.
Well, I am having trouble with my mic, too. That might be part of it, too. So I hope you can hear okay. But I've been having trouble with the mic. But go ahead.
Okay, so I was... thank you so much. You know, I listen to you on purpose every day, totally on purpose. And if I have chores to do on purpose, I will not do chores to listen to you. Okay, so anyway, you were talking about the beast and the woman. And okay, so it just comment whenever you want. It's one thing when corporations and the arts and the universities and the governing bodies of all countries are essentially the symbolic woman, right? And they're riding the beast, which is Satan, his demons, the opposition, the whole earthly element that makes up the beast that Satan controls. But now... it's quite another thing when the so-called Christian multi-billion big church conglomerates, when they enter the woman and ride the beast,
yes,
it is quite another thing.
Well, you have it pretty much nailed down. The woman riding the beast is the false religion in the last days.
Yes.
That's called ecumenism. Or whatever you want to call it. It's compromise. It's go along, get along. The beast rides well. She's taken care of very well. She's wealthy. The false church is that right now. But believe me, yes. Separation is coming very soon.
Separation is already here. I truly feel that.
Yes, it
I
is.
It.
Yes, it is.
I feel it every
yes,
day. It and Charlie
is.
Kirk made that separation. Because this is what I know in my heart. He was a true soul, a true man. And he sought the truth through the miasma and the minefields of what Christianity is today as influenced by, let's just call it the rabbi, orthodox, Zionist, what do you call them? Them. Let's just call them them. And they, so he's being funded by them. And he's learning the truth from Jesus, through his beloved Father. And they are giving him Holy Spirit, and he's learning and learning. But he's a humble servant, because when he asked, Jesus answered. And you know, in Mark, when the Pharisees and the scribes would try to catch Jesus and trick him, and so they could.
You got to hurry. Go ahead. I got to hurry.
Okay. Then what would happen? Jesus would ask them a question in return, and when they didn't answer, he said in chapter Mark 11:33, he said, So they replied to Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither am I going to tell you what sort of authority I have for doing these things." Here's the lesson. They will not answer you unless you answer truthfully. And Charlie answered truthfully all his life.
And as I said, Kirk did a lot of good things, but his compromise with the Catholics and Mormons and other things kind of shot his whole witness in the head for compromising with cults. And that was really bad.
He was compromised, Pastor Butch.
He was.
Primarily with the Catholic Vatican Zionist-funded church.
Yes, he was. Now that was his call, though. Well, hey, I got to jump, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you,
you're
Esther.
Welcome.
God bless
Thank
this.
You.
All right. Is Tom back on with us, Todd? Is Tom back? Okay. Tom didn't call back. Okay. We're down about the last minute and a half here, folks. And I know the nice teaching was not going to make a lot of people happy. I know it doesn't. The truth seldom does make very many people happy. It'll make those happy who want the truth, but the masses simply do not want the truth. We mustn't kid ourselves. If you're with the masses, my friend, you're in the wrong group. Whichever way the crowd runs, you go the other direction. Because believe me, you're going down the wrong road into perdition, into hell. And you're dragging family down with you. Now, that's the sad part. You're taking family down with you. So, that's all I can say about that. Tomorrow night, by the way, we have Joel Skousen on. I've been on with the program for quite a while. I'm looking forward to talking to Joel Skousen. The man has got a lot of wisdom what's happening in the world today. I'm looking forward to him sharing his thoughts with us tomorrow night. I truly am. Folks, I know for a fact that I'm probably one of the least of all servants, and that's a fact. But I do love the Lord, and I want to tell the truth. I pray God will give me discernment to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth for his glory and for the sake of those that listen to this program, because I must give account to our Father for what I say. And that does concern me a lot. It truly, truly does. It's not something I take lightly at all. I just understand that when I preach the Bible, I'm doing a thing in my power. Share with you only what the Word of God says. Now, I wish to goodness I could be perfect. I'm not. But I want to be. I want to teach the truth because God is in the truth. And a half-truth is worse than an outright lie because it deceives people so handily and so easily. And that's just a fact. So we're about out of time for tonight. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Joel Skousen. Have a great night, folks. I do love you. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.